Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Joshua?
Yeah.
Are you the one editing this episode?
Yeah, I'll edit it.
All right, when I'm reading and Erica? I start over,
Erica?
I need you to fucking cut
that. Which episode was it? It was
all of them.
All of them. You never cut it out.
Here's which, the thing I've learned just from listening, that when you say cut that,
He never cuts it.
So you listened to
don't cut it.
Hang on. So you listened to Plynord. The one you were just talking about, it was Plywood Paraphernalia, right?
Yes.
So I edited 20, 18, 16, 14, 12. Plywood Paraphernalia is 13, which means
you motherfucker.
You're fucking husband.
How many times do I talk to you about this? Listen to every episode.
That was after you brought it up. Yeah, this is after.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
Can I just make a suggestion?
How can I do the change?
Read better?
Don't fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go fuck yourself, Joshua, because every time you do it, it gets cut.
It's because I'm editing. I don't know what the fuck you want me to say.
I quit.
No, I leave it in if I stumble. I just don't. Like,
I fucking hate you.
Hello and welcome to a very special spooky episode of The Judgies. My name is Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
Special episode because, one, this is our Halloween episode. Anyway, we're going to get scary drunk and do a power hour. And we also have our first sponsored episode featuring friend of the pod, Jacob Guerrero.
Hi, Jake.
What's up, guys?
Sponsored.
Have you ever gone by Jacob?
Just my mom.
All right. And when you're in trouble with
Josh.
When you're in trouble. Jacob.
I will Jacob! Do that quite a bit, probably.
Yeah. My wife doesn't even say that.
Yikes. Okay. All right. So first sponsored pod, sponsored by JJ and L Carpentry.
That's right.
JJ and L Carpentry out of Mendota, Illinois. For all of your JJ and L Carpentry needs.
That's right.
What do you guys do?
So we are general contractors. We do a lot of roofs, windows, doors, additions, new builds, anything you want done new with your house, we do it. We're on Facebook and also Instagram. You can look us up, JJ and L Carpentry. DM us, call us.
Can you spell JJ and L for them?
Yeah, it's J as in J, and then another J as in the letter J, and then the and sign.
Oh, ampersand.
Yeah,
fancy.
The Ampers band, whatever. And then an L.
Carpentry.
Carpentry, LLC.
So it's J as in J, J as in J, ampersand as in the and sign, L as in lay.
Perfect.
Gotcha. Got it. All right.
Awesome. J as in judges.
That's correct.
All right.
Definitely not Josh or Jake.
Huh? So yeah, now that we're of course sponsored, normally there's an exchange of tender for like the exposure you're gonna get. So some would say, like, if I were to come out with a bigger number, you would want to come back with a smaller number, right? So if I said like, how about 100, and you're like, maybe less. What if I just say one? Thoughts?
$1.
One complete home renovation.
Oh, one.
It's only one. It's only one, though. So it's a small number.
There's two houses here. So, like.
Okay, but you can split it. So, like, I get 3/4, you guys get 1/4.
That is all we need at this point.
Yeah. We're almost there.
I mean, I'm willing to donate a little labor.
The thing is, I'm not going to endorse a product I haven't tested out.
So, once we get a full home renovation, then we'll put this episode
out. I'll just build you guys 2 spec homes, and then And then that's the perfect model.
Yeah, and then we can sell them as Judgy's official
merch.
Absolutely. We can get billboards. Oh, yeah. We got to get the ball rolling on that.
Sounds good.
But yeah, so JJ&L, best carpentry business in the area. If you need anything, call them. Facebook, Instagram, JJ&L Carpentry.
Actually voted by News Tribune's number one carpentry company in the area.
There you go. And voted by the Judgy's number one carpentry business in the area.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's true.
That's two big big endorsements.
This is very... I don't want to like boast or anything here, but I'm pretty sure we have a bigger following than the News Tribune, so...
It'll be close. We definitely can write better news articles than the News Tribune. So yeah, let's get into the episode. We're going to do something a little bit different for our spooky, scary Halloween episode. We're going to be reading scary stories while getting scary drunk, doing a power hour. And folks, if you don't know what that means we're going to be taking one shot of alcohol / beer, all beer, and one every minute for an hour. You'll hear a ding. Drink water along with us. Drink responsibly.
Don't drink while you're driving. If you listen to this on your car ride to work every morning.
All right. So, power hour, we're going to be starting right now. Whenever we hear a ding, I'll play the sound right here. Whenever you hear that ding, we're all going to take a shot. Not Jake. He's got to drive, so he's going to be a responsible man. So, whenever we hear that ding, we're going to take a drink. You guys are welcome to take a drink along as well, as long as you're being safe. And let's party. So we're going to start off. Jake, I'm going to start with a little bit of a creepypasta. Creepypasta is an internet story that's get passed around, sort of like an old
urban legend.
So here's a real creepypasta right here.
Dude, stop. I'm too scared.
Already spooked.
A couple with children were trying out a new babysitter.
I'm terrified.
About an hour after they left for a night on the town, they realized they had forgotten to give their cell phone number, so one of them called her. After she wrote down the number, the babysitter asked if she could watch satellite TV in their bedroom. She had just put the children to bed and wanted to watch a particular show. Well, of course, she could watch TV in their room, they replied. The babysitter had one other request. Could she put a sheet or blanket over the clown statue that was in the bedroom? It kind of made her nervous. The parent responded, "Take the children and go to the neighbors. We'll call the police. We don't have a clown statue." The police caught the clown as he was running through the neighborhood. Now, perfectly fine, spooky story. The twist being, there was no clown statue. It was a real man dressed as a clown, awaiting to murder somebody, presumably.
Was this a really tiny man that the person...
Like, no, it was a life-size statue.
Oh, God.
A very big statue. Now, Jacob, we have a history with creepypastas.
We do.
There's one night, sophomore year of college, as we were roommates.
They were roommates.
Good year.
We were just thumbing through creepypastas on the internet, and we kept seeing this creepypasta pop up over and over and over again. And it got to a point to where we wouldn't even read it, because we would read the first line of a couple with children were trying to find a babysitter. And then, for some reason, I don't know why, we read one. Yep. And it was the same story. Couple trying to find a babysitter. They find one. She calls. The parents say, "Oh, we don't have... grab the kids and get out. We don't have a clown statue." The next one we read starts out, says all that. Well, of course she could watch TV in their room. But the babysitter had one other request. Could she put a sheet or blanket over the clown statue that was in the bedroom? It kind of made her nervous. Parents responded, "Take the clown statue and go to the neighbors. We don't have any kids." And we died laughing.
We laughed for a long time at that one.
Just, I love the premise of like somebody hiring a babysitter in the story when they don't have babies to sit.
I really need someone to watch this clown statue for me.
I never thought about that.
And like, we would just be sitting there for like in dead silence in our dorm room, and just one of us would go, "Grab the clown statue and get the fuck out of there. We don't have any kids.
We don't have any kids."
So that was just a quick little, not too spooky of a story, but nice little story that our guests can relate to.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those creepypastas back then for like a whole month straight.
Yeah.
Sophomore year, sitting in the dorm reading creepypastas.
What was the horse's leg one?
I have no... It was like the stupidest story ever. And it ended with like the lady was sleeping in bed and she thought it was her husband. And it was just a dead horse's leg laying next to her.
But there was no context for the leg.
No, it was like just completely random.
It was just there. Yeah. Like it wasn't like a mafia hitman.
No.
And normally that's like a horse's head. It was just a horse's leg appeared. Yep.
A lot of laughs on that one.
We'd
too.
Just be like laying in bed and be like, oh shit, what? There's a horse's leg in here.
Oh, fuck.
All right, now let's on to some real spooky stuff. Christian, you got some spooky stuff?
Of course I got spooky stories, Joshua.
Oh boy, four down.
The bell's going fast. Yeah,
you don't realize how... A minute is not a long time.
No, it is
well,
not.
Well, I felt like he had really good pace on that first story. I was like, he got that in at 59 seconds.
I've been practicing all day.
We just kept talking. I was like, there's no way that was a minute. There's no way. All right. This story comes from No Sleep.
Ooh. No Sleep. Very good subreddit for spooky stories.
The title of this story is, I had a disturbing conversation with my 7-year-old daughter. Dad, I saw a zombie. I was in the kitchen making tea when my little girl came running in. She ran through the back door so fast she almost tripped up the steps. I poured boiling water from the kettle into a mug, hardly looking up. Oh yeah? Yeah, I did. Its face was all pale and messed up. It was gross, Dad.
As a zombie looks.
Almost as gross as that last shot.
Straight vodka, by the way.
I put the kettle back down, picked up the milk. Gross. Sighed inwardly. I really had to be more careful about what I watched on TV in the evenings. Rosie had a habit of sneaking downstairs at night. And the last week, she caught me watching The Walking Dead, of all things. She's had zombies on the brain ever since. I keep telling her that they're not real, but it doesn't seem to make a difference.
Ironic to have zombies on the brain.
Sweetheart, what did we say about zombies? I scooped up the tea bag out of the mug and dumped it into the bin. You know, if you keep talking about them, Daddy's gonna get in trouble with Mommy again. Tell me about it, brother. Yeah, but I saw one. I know, darling. But I already checked in the back garden twice yesterday, and I can promise you it's zombie-free zone. No, not in the back garden. Hmm? I didn't see it in the back garden. Excuse me. I had the mug half raised to my lips, but now I put it down again. I turned to look at Rosie. Her hair is windswept and her little cheeks were red, as if she's been running.
You could say they were rosy.
Oh my god. Also, I think I figured it out.
Sweetheart, I put on my best stern dad's not happy voice. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to be honest with me. Have you been playing along the path out back again? I don't really need to ask the question because I already knew the answer. Rosie is allowed to play in the garden on her own, and sometimes, if she asks us for permission first, we let her ride her bike along the path at the back of our house. The one that runs past all the neighbors' back gardens. But that's all we allow her to do. This area is pretty safe.
What responsible adults?
But these days, you can never be too careful. There's a burglary just a couple of roads over a few months back. And last year, someone was mugged on the high street. These damn British people, I don't know what any of that means. Several years ago, a few towns over, a little boy even went missing. That is quite a long way away from here, of course. But it still made national news for a few days until the search fizzled out.
What the fuck does fizzled mean?
What does that mean? And it made a lot of parents more cautious. Rosie's getting older now, and she's an adventurous little girl. But still, you have to have boundaries. And on a few occasions lately, Rosie's been crossing those boundaries. Riding her bike further than she should. Not coming in straight away when we call her. And sneaking out the back gate when she's only meant to be playing in the garden. As I watch Rosie now, I notice her face growing redder.
Uh-oh.
She looks away from me, down at the kitchen floor, and scuffed her feet. Dad, I only went a little way down. she said. I promise. I was chatting with Mr. Henderson because I saw him in his back garden. I said hello and made him jump. I sighed. There it was. Mr. Henderson was Rosie's zombie. That old fuck. Yesterday was the postman, and the day before that it was a different neighbor. I took a sip of my tea and shook my head. Mr. Henderson was, in fairness, a better candidate than the others. The guy lives on his own and looks to be about 100 years old. Moles all over his face, skin like a deflated balloon. Whenever we chatted over the garden fence before, though, he'd always seemed nice enough. Just a bit lonely. I couldn't have Rosie going around calling him a zombie. I said, listen to me, sweetie. I know you didn't go far or anything, but I don't want you. I don't want you. I came right back after two, Dad, Rosie interrupted. She was staring at me now, blue eyes large and pleading. I promise. And I even said no when Mr. Henderson offered me ice cream, because I know you don't like me taking stuff from strangers.
That's a smart girl.
Yeah, good job, Rosie. This guy sounds like a dick.
We don't trust old men.
Can you pour me some, Ricky?
I guess. I thought Jake was the beer bitch.
It's too far. That's Can't fair. Reach.
I opened my mouth to respond and then paused. He offered you ice cream? Yeah, but I said no. Mr. Henderson really wanted me to come in and have one, but I told him I had to get home. And then I came straight back here to tell you that I'd seen the zombie. And I... Rosie was babbling now, her voice wearing like a motor. But I'd stopped listening. My mind was still stuck on something she said a moment before.
The ice cream.
Mr. Henderson's lactose intolerant.
That's what I was going to say.
That's He's got a nut allergy. Hang on.
Mr. Henderson really wanted me to come in and have one. I took a sip of tea and frowned. That wasn't good. I didn't mind the neighbors chatting with my little girl, but I didn't like the thought of them inviting her in. Not without us there. Not even if they were just kind, lonely old men. I made up my mind to go around and visit Henderson later, and to tell him that myself, kindly of course, but firmly. In the end, though, I didn't get a chance, because a few moments after I had the thought, Rosie said something else. Something that pushed everything else from my mind and ended any idea I might have had about going over to Mr. Henderson's house. She said something that made me feel cold.
We don't have a clown statue.
I'm gonna go tell Mr. Henderson we don't have a daughter.
Daddy, please don't stop me playing in the garden. I promise I won't sneak out again. I don't want the zombie to get me. Rosie, I'm not going to stop you from playing in the garden, but you have to make me a couple of promises, too. First, promise me you'll stop going around calling people zombies. Mr. Henderson may be old, but he's not one of the living dead. Rosie frowned at me. I didn't. What do you mean you didn't? You just ran in here a moment ago calling him one. No, I didn't. Mr. Henderson's not a zombie. I saw the zombie in his house, but it wasn't him. I frowned and had the mug raised to my lips to take another sip of tea, but now I put it down again. What do you mean, sweetheart? You saw someone else in the house?
This tea sounds fishy.
Mr. Henderson's obviously a murderer.
I'm invested in this tea. This is Chekhov's tea.
I'm just assuming it's a sex doll in Mr. Henderson's house.
Yeah, the zombie dead. I could see it press against his little basement window while I was talking to him. Cold fingers ran up my spine. What do you mean? Yeah, it was really scary. His face was all bashed up and bloody, and his mouth was open like he was screaming at me. But do you know what confused me most, Dad? I tried to keep my voice steady. What? Well, I didn't realize kids could be zombies, too. I thought it was only grown-ups.
There it is.
But I guess I must have been wrong, because the one in Mr. Henderson's basement looked just like a little boy. Mr. Henderson was fucking the clown.
It was Mr. Henderson's clown statue. They caught the kids who snuck into the house, and now he keeps them as in his dungeon.
Makes perfect sense.
Right. I hope the ice cream was worth it, though.
Yeah, like, if it was a drumstick, like, it might be kind of worth it.
Oh, yeah.
as a kid, you don't know the cost of a drumstick. So, like, it works out.
As an adult, I don't know the cost of a drumstick. Are they expensive?
As individual drumsticks?
Fair. Very fair.
I have no idea. The wife's mom gets the Schwann man to come to their house, and we just go there for our drumsticks.
Jacob. Yes. What's the Schwann man's last name?
Henderson.
Oh, my God. We cracked the case. Is he lactose intolerant?
No, he's always munching on root beer float bars, so I'm going to say no.
I think I'm pretty safe to say that no.
Is that code for something?
I almost saved another story that also involved a Mr. Henderson.
Is Henderson just like a popular writing prompt name?
I don't know, but that prompt went long. The other one was like never ending.
Well, here's the crazy thing. All right, mini rant. Time. Do we have time for a mini rant? Jake, did you
about
watch
30 seconds?
Have you have you watched Haunting of Bly Manor?
No, I have not.
Did
no.
you watch
did
Hill House?
Watch Hill House?
No.
Okay. Hill House is much better. Don't waste your time.
So
with Bly
I've never
Manor.
Seen
it. Like Netflix or
yeah, Netflix. So I've never seen Hill House. I've always heard it's good. I don't like scary stuff. Me and Aurora just watched Haunting of Bly Manor,
which arguably wasn't scary.
No, it was more of a love story, if you ask me.
Yes.
So no spoilers or anything, but we'll lump it in with Game of Thrones as well, because it's the same critique that I have. You can
terrible
go on
last season.
You can go on to Reddit and find these really, really good writers, very, very creative writing prompts, and they can make nice, compelling stories that keep you interested the whole fucking time. And even when Game of Thrones was going, and all these Redditors and everybody online had all these cool, like, oh, what if, like, this happens? What if this happens? And then these fucking Hollywood writers just shit the bed and make a not good story.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. You literally have a plethora of online resources to just go steal content from people and make a good show and reap millions. And they're like, nah, we're just going to kill off all the cool characters in Game of Thrones and not give them any cool reason to be killed off. Or we're not going to kill off anybody because fuck.
Like, killing off people would have been.
Yeah, like fuck like ending cool storylines. Like, no. And then with Bly Manor, it's just like, oh, you know how we were sort of setting up something the entire time? Well, like, fuck that. This is a different thing. And also, all of the accents are bad.
Yeah. On par with your accent. I would have to say.
Excuse you. I went to Juilliard.
No, you did not.
I'm sorry. I meant to say I went to the Schoolyard. And I learned my accents.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's some genuinely really, really creepy stuff on No Sleep. And, like, you could take some of those prompts and make a good miniseries, whatever. Instead, we get left with, like, Bly Manor.
Here's the
especially after Hill House was so good. Hill House was actually very scary. I was spooked the whole time. Bly Manor had, like... I jumped once.
I had like two jump scares in the second to last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, so these are like these aren't just movies. These are like
it's a
full season.
Series. Yeah.
Okay.
They only do like one season of it. It's like a mini series,
sort of like
a limited something. What do they call those?
Limited run series.
I don't know.
It's sort of like what's the other one? The spooky scary one, American Horror Story, where they use some of the same actors every.
Well, it's a brand new storyline.
But they
use
some of the same actors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different characters, yeah.
Yeah, they use the mom from The Waterboy.
Oh, yeah. That's, of course, her biggest role. She's known for nothing else.
Well, no, she's
Kathy Bates.
No, she's in that.
She's in everything.
Kathy Bates is a very famous actor.
What's the one where she hits the...
Misery.
Misery.
I think that was one of her breakout roles.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Never read the book, though.
Also, a spoopy movie.
Oh, wow. Let's just keep this intermission going. Jacob, what are some of your favorite scary movies or series?
My favorite scary movie of all time, because I feel like the majority of scary movies have terrible plots.
Yeah.
I really like The Woman in Black with Harry Potter.
The Lady in Black? Or is it The Woman in Black?
The Woman in Black.
Okay. With Daniel Radcliffe, of course.
Yes.
With Harry Potter. No, that's actually, what I was like trying to think, like, what movie blended with Harry Potter?
No, Daniel Radcliffe. I couldn't remember his name.
So we talked about this because I told this story on the pod that I went to go see a movie on a date, and it was that movie, and I watched it through my fingers. And then we talked about this recently. You said that you were on that date with me.
I think I was.
Like, that we went as a double
Jake
date.
Was it was your date?
You and me. What are you...
I just remember only going with my...
You kept calling it a date.
I remember, and I think it was that movie, because I remember going, you were with Rachel. This was back in, was this like junior year high school?
Yeah.
You were with Rachel, and I went with Callie, and I remember going to the Wendy's, and it being real weird, because I just thought, like, things were weird with you and Rachel. It was awkward being, like, I had been in a relationship for, like, a year, and then, like, you guys were just in a relationship, so I was sitting there, like, trying to break the ice.
I mean, we're all teenagers. It was all going to be awkward.
Just, well, Josh's awkward ass.
I'm not awkward, excuse you.
Wait.
Hang on. I'm actually very suave.
Teenage Josh on a date.
I'm a suave
very awkward
man.
Come on.
I would honestly say Josh is way more smooth and has more game with the ladies than I do.
Well, then he has any
one of
right
you
to
is
be.
Married,
hang
so...
Hang on.
Well, he has no right to be able to talk to women like that.
Look at him.
Have you seen him? Look at that mustache.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
And the glasses.
Motherfucker can't see.
Have you heard him trying to do an accent?
I don't remember if it was that movie. I feel like it was that movie.
I know we did go on a double date and go to Wendy's.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't that movie, but...
Maybe it was.
I feel like I would have remembered you watching the whole movie with... Your hands over your eyes.
Maybe we sat in, like, different seats.
I was probably in the back row just making out with Kay.
Oh, you guys want to hear a great story about a double date that involves a movie theater?
No, we're all right.
Scary, too.
We just told you one.
So, I went on a double date, actually, with Andy and Haley. Andy, our DM.
Hey, I don't know if he wants his name on the pod.
You can bleep it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can edit more.
You could do a little bit more, Josh. Anyway.
Don't say Josh. We have to bleep that, too.
So we go on a double date. We get dinner, the four of us, and then we're going to get the movies. And Christian's the first in line.
Oh, I know this story.
And he says, ticket for one, please. We've been dating for like 2 years at this point. It's not like this is a new thing. He buys his own ticket and then goes in. And I, being me, assumed that he was going to go and buy my ticket for me.
As a chivalrous gentleman.
Yeah,
would
be. I didn't bring any money with me. So
looks like you're not watching a movie.
I had to have Haley buy my ticket. And it was super awkward. And then Chris was like... Oh, do you want any snacks? It's like, well, I didn't bring... No, you don't... What did I even say? I said something really petty.
See, I don't remember not buying you
You
the
did
ticket.
It.
I believe you, because you told me...
We'll have to ask Andy about this.
Haley
because...
told me. I just can't imagine how this happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Selfish prick.
Hey, but it worked out. I will say, like, honestly, Christian's way better at, like, talking, like, game with the ladies than, like, I am. So he's
that's,
way better than
so
Jake.
That's crazy how good I am at talking just in general.
Is this some alter ego that I've never met?
No, I was making a joke because Jake said that I was better than he was. So I was saying that Christian was
better than him.
Oh, okay. Well, I am. I think the first time I ever talked to my wife, I talked about carpentry.
Hey, it worked.
Right hey, there. Guys, JJNL, one more time. It'll get you married. Yeah. You guys, fun fact.
These drinks are coming fast.
Yeah.
Right? Well, who would have ever thought a minute was this quick?
Erica knows.
You got me there, brother.
Fun fact. Only two weddings I've been to of people that I know and like sitting in this room. I guess three people.
Hey.
He only likes two of the three.
Do you guys fight over
who
I don't like?
Who is it?
It's Christian, because I love him.
What?
Jake, I don't know if you've met, but Josh is my husband's boyfriend.
As Josh said, big listener of the podcast, so I've heard
he
that
picked
said.
Up on that one, yes. Yeah.
Let's get into another spooky, scary story.
You got another one for us?
Do I got another one? What time are we at? Because, man, can I not keep track?
Can I say, we're 22 shots in, we're fine.
23.
We're 23 shots in, we're fucked.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's flying by, boys.
I wasn't going to do it, but I find myself drinking every time it dings.
It's just, it's literally Pavlov. Like, yeah. Just like bell dings and the dog that,
yep.
Babe, I need a ride.
This dog needs some fucking juice, baby.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go to Let's Not Meet. This is my personal go-to spoopy.
Are they real stories or no? Because No Sleep is all fabricated.
Yeah, No Sleep is like writers go there. Let's Not Meet supposed to be real stories.
Okay. But it's Reddit,
sometimes,
so they're probably
yeah,
like,
sometimes
yeah.
they're not.
It's the internet in general. You can't trust everything you hear
but
on the internet.
Just
kids.
Like with most stories or all stories on this podcast, we pretend like they're real. And it's way more fun if you just suspend disbelief. It's like going to a magic show.
Joshua, you're constantly
so
saying this is fake.
Right?
I mean, I was dying at the shit in the toilet or
yeah.
in the bathtub one.
Yeah.
That can't be real,
that
right?
That was a good one.
That was insane.
So sometimes it's more fun just to suspend disbelief. You don't want to go to a magic show and be like, it's magnets, dude.
Yeah. Well, because... I laugh because you could, sometimes you can tell it's obviously fake, and you guys just out here roasting these people for something that's not even didn't even really happen.
They deserve it for lying.
All right. Title of this story is "Always Change Your Locks When You Buy a New House." It's probably good advice.
I didn't change my locks, but it's because all the previous owners are dead, and they're
Oof.
Ghosts.
Oof.
I did think for a second. Like,
maybe
for a very short second. No. No, I'm not smart. That this was haunted. And I'm not a believer of the paranormal. But
why?
The room that we're currently sitting in, okay? The office. The podcast stewed, as one might call it.
Well,
no one's
as you might
that.
Call it.
I mean, one might, and I am one. This was where... So the house that I bought it from... a family where they grew up in it, but both their parents were still living here and then they died. So the old dude died. And then I think a few months later, the old lady died.
Of a broken heart?
Probably.
No, got
cancer,
by
actually.
A ghost.
The guy that owned our house died of a heart attack. We have the death certificate. They left it behind.
It
was super awkward.
Yeah.
That's insane. I thought this house might be haunted because, one, it's an old house. It was built in the 1800s. And then also,
two, it's scary when the lights are off.
True.
I mean, not to brag, it is a pretty large house. And
yeah.
when you're the only one in here.
It's not like very long, but it is a very girthy house.
It's a chode of a house. When you're in here alone, shit shifts and moves and you're like, do I have to go get my knife to go fucking defend my stead? Because I ain't got a gun or nothing. What? You guys don't
defend
like...
my stead?
Yeah. What do you call your house?
I almost choked. I've never heard it called a stead before.
I keep a knife between my mattress and box spring.
Well, don't tell people that. We'll bleep it.
No, they can come in.
We keep a baseball bat next to our bed.
It's a 12-inch Bowie. It'll do some damage.
Oh, my.
David
oh
or
my.
Otherwise. Oh, that's a David.
Oh, my.
Drop point, David.
They're about to turn some Ziggies into Stardust. Jesus Christ. So.
Boo!
We're going to add in the official boo to that one.
Boo. All of Erica's boos will be superimposed with ghost noises.
Thank you. Yes,
Erica, we'll have to get a clean cut of you just booing as a ghost so we can superimpose.
Can do.
So. Judah, everyone, like, if you ever watch anything, it's like, oh, animals can, like, interact with ghosts easier than humans can. And when this room was just my computer desk, it didn't have any of the couch or this lamp or this cooler.
The pod equipment.
Yeah, the pod studio
or
equipment.
Or the friends.
It was just my desk, my computer desk, and then nothing over here. And Judah would just walk into this room and stare at the goddamn corner and just chill for, like...
To be fair, Judy's a little weird.
Yeah, but, like, maybe it's because he sees ghosts all the time.
Or maybe it's because he's an old man and he sees things.
Just like the ghost is an old man. I don't know. So just for, like, literally a split second. But I'm not a believer in the paranormal, so it's just, like, whatever.
Why not?
So, yeah, want to tell your story, Christian, or?
Boo.
Nah, I'm good.
Is this the same dog that's licking the floor right now?
Judah,
normal for dogs.
Judah is a tinseler. It's when dogs have anxiety. It's when they get taken off their parents' breast too quickly. They tinsel sometimes is what it's called, where they either chew their paw or they'll chew soft objects to like release anxiety. So fuck you for making fun of mental health in dogs, dude.
My bad.
Yo, honestly, my bad.
It's honestly scary how ignorant you just were, dude.
I mean, this is the perfect place because it's a spooky episode, so.
Also, I'm just judging your dog. I'm trying to fit in here and be a judgy.
Am I not doing this right? What?
And we are the judgies.
Are you not satisfied?
Were we supposed to do the thing?
Judgies.
Guys.
All right. Let's
how many
back
shots
to...
are we in? Because it's catching up with me.
28.
28.
All right. Well, there's no way I'm going to finish this story in 2 minutes.
We might have to do 2 power hours.
We might.
I got too many stories, dude. We gotta go again.
Hey, special bonus hour of
I
the
brought,
pod.
I brought enough drinks just in case.
You know what? Forget this story, boys.
Special bonus hour of the pod. It'll release. It'll just be 60 more minutes of us doing a power hour, but it's just 25 seconds between any of us talking.
You imagine a podcast where people just sit around and get drunk and bullshit? I think I would enjoy that podcast.
High and Mighty. John Gaber's on the HeadGum Network.
Yeah.
Every single year they do a power hour with what Taco Bell shot? Items.
I just need to call out Christian really quick because he's trying to cheat and do half a shot.
I ran out of a beer there.
John Gaber's does a...
I thought I had a good idea, but I feel like maybe every podcast idea I'll ever have, it's already been a thing.
I feel like we actually cornered a very good market because...
A niche.
Well,
too bad we only get 30 listeners.
Well, and we appreciate all of you.
Share it.
Well,
share it. Share it.
Reddit stories are very common. Like, there's Twitter accounts that just tweet Reddit stories from, like, Am I the Asshole Relationship Advice? And they have, like, 300,000 followers. So, like, we're not on that level, obviously. Googling... Yeah. We couldn't, like, and there are podcasts that are just, like, reading Reddit stories, but...
They get hundreds of thousands of listeners.
No, they don't get any, but I feel like we cut out a niche market, because none of them read, like, Relationship Advice or Am I the Asshole? Like, those are the fun ones, because people are making up stories that make them seem like dicks.
All right, I do want to read this story before we go into the two-sentence horror stories.
Spoiler!
My bad.
Cut that.
Oh fuck! The Thank only
you.
Edit of the pod.
Thank you.
Cut that, but then also add in silence so we get back to the right time signature.
If our it's just 12 seconds of silence, and then there's 5 seconds of summer. Continue.
All right. This is still a story from Let's Not Meet. This one's titled.
Still a story.
This one's titled. Come here, baby.
Come here, baby.
No, come here, baby.
Come here. Gotcha.
A few years ago, I was living alone in a little house, which had a heavy back door that would swell up after it rained, and would get really tough to open and made a ton of noise. Late one night, I had passed out on my sofa in the living room, on the opposite side of the house, but woke up to something, which I now assume was the back door being opened. Parentheses. I'm an idiot, by the way. And used to never lock the back door. You absolute fool.
Ooh, a little bit of foreshadowing. Used to. Are they wealthy?
Netflix was still blaring away on my laptop as I slowly squinted my eyes open and realized there's a black outline of someone standing still in the hallway, looking down at me. They were not very large or tall based on how much space they took up in the doorframe. This dude's just fucking alpha, and he was like 5'6", maybe. 130.
Erica, you can slow down if you want.
Being completely disoriented in my waking state, my mind latched onto the first thought that came to my mind, which was that it must be my girlfriend. I was naked at the time. And
as
pulled back my blanket.
My man's naked in a door without his door locked.
Dude. Hey, man.
Door ain't locked and I am cocked, dude.
I pulled back my blanket with my legs sprawled and junk just hanging out and called to her in my best, deepest, sexiest voice. Come here, baby.
Oh,
Ew.
No.
upon discovering on a naked 6-foot-plus, 200-pound man... beckoning them to come with his genitalia.
6 foot plus, 200-pound man is not that intimidating.
That's a very average dude.
Like, pretty average, but like 200 pounds is kind of small for 6 foot plus. Jake, how tall are you? 5'11"?
6 foot.
5'11"? Excuse you.
5'11" and 7'6" or 7'8".
The not my girlfriend person immediately turned on their heels, revealing a large backpack. Don't know if this detail's necessary. And booked it for the back door. By the time I stumbled up the door.
I'm sorry, he booked it for the back door?
Shut the fuck up.
Ooh. I like it.
By the time
we don't like it.
Jake, we need you here gassing me up every single time.
Let me finish.
Come here, baby.
Come here, baby.
By the time I stumbled up to the door, all I could hear was them taking off into the darkness at a full sprint. I can only guess, based
so
on their
quick.
Height, probably had a small dick too, that they did not come here with the bold intention of being the little spoon. Ugh. Hey, man.
So these are supposed to be real stories.
Is that it?
That would be insane if, like, I mean, he definitely just imagined it, but it would be insane if you woke up and there was just a figure standing in front of you.
If he imagined it, why did he have the book bag detail, huh?
You guys, I'm dying.
You're dying?
I'm dying.
Do you need to slow down?
I should note that I'm drinking Trulies, which
yes.
are a higher percentage
we
of
should
alcohol.
Also,
slow it down.
We should also note that me and Christian tried to warn Erica that she should not drink Trulies.
We said take half shots.
I don't like beer. I'm
but
a
like,
little baby.
But like we were like, oh, maybe water down your Trulies.
Ew, no.
We warned her that it's a full percentage of alcohol higher than what we're drinking.
Yeah, I'm fucking dying. All
we
right,
bought
you were
Busch
right.
Lights knowing that they are low alcohol. And they're the best light
and
beer.
Just... the greatest
fuck. And the minutes keep happening sooner and sooner.
Are you taking full shots still?
If you guys
no, I'm
plug
half.
Busch Light
when did
enough,
you start
you
taking halves? Erica?
Maybe.
What's Erica, up? Is that your first half shot?
No.
How many times have you been doing half shots?
Why are you calling
no,
me
no,
out like
this? No, this is very important.
This
Christian,
is kind of important.
This is very important.
I think this is number 2 or 3.
Okay. Listen, Christian and I had a side bet. This is very important. That was shot.
How dare you?
We made a side bet saying, how long into the power hour will Erica stop taking full
we
shots?
We knew you were going to be too bold and take full shots.
Because we're drinking fucking Trulies. It's not sustainable. It's like it's like fracking. It's not sustainable for the future.
Hot take.
Not
that
really.
I agree with.
Oh, it is a hot take because climate change. But we set the over-under at 31.5. Okay.
Well, that's a good number.
How many did I make?
That's a good number for the over.
You took half shots according to your estimates, your Zestimates on Zillow.
I almost wanted to make you lie because he said 28, and I was like, keep going, babe. Keep going.
So, according to your Zestimates, I took the under on 31.5. Christian took the over on 31.5. We had a little
I had
bit
faith in you, Eric.
We had a little bit of a discussion this morning on where we want to set the over under. And the consequences are the loser has to post on r/roastme.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm the only one who knows the results of this. Unless Jake can do math. You zestimated.
I can.
When we were on shot, or you zestimated at 2 or 3, so we'll take 3 shots. When we were at shot 35. We hit the over.
Hell
I am fucked.
Yeah,
I am absolutely fucked. I now have to post a picture of myself on r/roastme.
You have to be like, this is a clothed picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's,
yeah. So
it's mostly just okay. You take a picture of your face and then they just fucking
so I'm
light you up.
They're just gonna roast your
we'll
fucking
post,
four eyes face. And
we'll post the picture of
his mustache. You fucking pedophile.
We'll post the picture to Instagram as well. But I will take a picture of myself, or somebody will take a picture of me holding up a sign that says r/u/hotgirl99 because that's my Reddit username. Because you have to verify yourself.
You're gonna make a new one. Wow.
I'm not doing a throwaway. I'm not a little bitch.
I would definitely do a throwaway.
I am.
And you can go into my post history, dude. It's all on r/Colts and r/Illinois, and r/Pokemon. Don't forget about that one.
That Colts defense, though.
Oh, yeah. I do want to, at some point,
baby.
When I'm more drunk, just talk about football stuff, so they don't know what the fuck is going on.
I'm gonna make it, you guys. I'm already fucked.
I was. So, can
we're
we just say
quarter shots instead?
I should work for fucking Vegas because I set the over under.
That's a great over under,
and it was literally barely on the over.
It was. We started at 32.5. I'm pretty sure.
I think I saw. I think I set it at 32.5, and then through deliberation, we went up to like 35 because it was originally like when do you stop?
And you're pretty close.
Stop completely.
Done. And I was like, well, because if she starts taking halves, that means she's stopped. And Christian's like, well, I don't want to take 38 or 35. And I was like, I don't want to take any unders on anything under 30.
So yeah, we did 38 at you completely stopping, and I was like, I don't know, her pride might carry her all the way
you're
through.
You're damn right.
Just doing like little baby shots. So that's when we decided anytime you pour,
I'm gonna switch to sips.
Shot. Yeah. This is why I suggested at the beginning, like, maybe we just take a drink out of the can instead of pouring a full shot.
And Erica, I will say, at minute 30, I was telling you, and you can hear it on the pod, you can slow down if you want. I was really trying to favor.
I noticed it.
If you, Christian immediately was like, no, so don't stop.
I should not have been shaking my head no. Yes.
Jake was also saying no.
I was like, no, you can't stop.
Well, this is why we kept it secret, because we didn't want it, like, I told Christian, like, you cannot tell her because then you will, like, intentionally try to fuck me over and not Christian.
But that's correct.
You know what? I'll take, like, it's a...
Sounds like tampering on your end, Josh.
It does.
It's
agreed.
It's a...
automatic loser.
It's a Pyrrhic victory because though I lose and I do have to post on r/roastme, one, I'm going to put that we host a podcast, so hopefully we get a few more listens.
Hell yeah.
And also... I set the over-under at a very good over-under.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty proud of myself.
Oh, God.
So, Vegas, if you're listening?
Yeah. President of Las Vegas. I don't know if you, like, need a person to do things, but here I am.
Setting the over-under on all prop bets.
That's what I'm saying, dude. We also have a prop bet on Jake, but he just doesn't know it yet.
Oh, shit.
I really hope I don't have to post my dick pic. Come on, Jake, make it through.
It was on r/ratemydick, so.
Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
It's gotta be.
It is?
I've talked about this.
I don't even have to look it up. That's a thing.
I don't even have to look it up. Christian's like, I post there every day, dude.
How many women do you think are on that subreddit? Not a lot.
Very few. There are definitely going to be some.
Oh, sure.
I feel like you'd be surprised.
Well, we have a friend. A lot of OnlyFans accounts, like smaller ones, do dick rates.
Just like, yeah, like the sub dom shivers, like, nice tiny dick, dude. And they're like, oh, fuck, it is tiny.
Well, and I'm sure there's people with massive hoggers who are just fucking pieces of shit who are just like, I need to have some random person rate my dick for $6.
I mean,
Jake, rate your dick. Jake, rate your dick.
What's the scale?
1 to 10 inches.
All right, we're going to go on to two sentence
horror stories.
We need
a new scale is the problem.
All right, I'm going to do some two sentence horror stories tonight that won't let you sleep.
So two sentence horror stories, just as they say in the title, they're just horror stories that the title is the first sentence, and then when you click on the Reddit post, it's the rest of the story.
The title of this post from Creepypasta
you don't
is
have to read the
42 sentence horror stories that won't let you sleep tonight, which is literally what I said.
Oh my
but
God.
Okay.
Hang on. So we all know the saddest. We all know the saddest story ever told, right? It's baby shoes for sale, never worn.
Ooh.
Correct. That's the saddest story.
Very sad.
Saddest short
I don't
story
know.
Ever
There's,
told.
God damn it, Joshua. There's some pretty sad ones. I'm not that drunk.
So
wait,
can
I
say I'm not that drunk?
I'm not.
Can
Are
I just say
it in the haiku horror stories?
Fuck! If I would have known Jake, I would have prepared. I would have prepared better.
Killer standing there. I do not know where he is. Does he have a knife?
How did you just
How,
do that?
Wait,
right there?
First of all, hold on.
You that didn't get a boo. That was very
well.
Good.
I'm getting there. I'm getting
excuse
there.
You.
First of all, boo. Second
you
of all,
got a high boo.
Listen to me. Second of all, if you say he's standing there, how do you not know where he is?
That's why I wanted the boo.
There you go. I gave it to you. All right. 42 second horror stories.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, boy. She's making it through.
Hey,
it.
I can
just say,
read.
This
right?
podcast is going about as well as we were expecting.
I begin tucking him into bed as he tells me, "Daddy, check for monsters under my bed." I look underneath for his amusement and see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, "Daddy, there's somebody on my bed."
That's a very lots
of commas.
That is a very common like story. Very bad sentence structure.
Terrible.
Very long sentences.
One sentence horror stories.
One paragraph horror
story. Some colons and semicolons used incorrectly.
Yes. The doctors told the amputee he might experience a phantom limb from time to time.
Ooh.
Nobody prepared him for the moments, though, when he felt cold fingers brush across his phantom hand.
Cold
his
fingers
phantom hand,
on his phantom hand.
Cold He's fingers on his... Danny Phantom. Damn.
He was just 13 when his parents built his very
strange machine.
He got his dick touched by a ghost.
Hold on, did anybody else think that his little girlfriend was back in the day? Like, she was pretty
Sam?
Hot, right?
Oh, yeah. She was Salmon.
I also thought she was hot. All right.
Who doesn't? Okay, let's talk about...
Joshua,
let's talk about cartoon girlfriends.
Let's talk
real
about
quick.
How hot cartoon people are. That's Lola Bunny? Lola Bunny had no fucking reason to be
had
hot.
No reason.
40 minus 2?
That's 38.
38. I've got 38 more sentences to read, Joshua.
We don't even have that many minutes left. You better start reading quick.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
One every two. Two every
I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear, and it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have been cremated instead.
I don't like that one. That was actually pretty good.
Too real?
Don't be scared of the monsters. Just look for them. Look to your left, to your right, under your bed, behind your dresser, in your closet, but never look up. She hates being seen.
I don't like these. They're too spooky.
I don't want to look up. Is there anything out there?
No, there's not. God. You're good.
Oh, fuck, it's a horse's leg.
There's a horse's leg up there. I'm doing fine.
I don't want to freak you out, dude, but there's a fucking horse's leg up there, man.
I'm doing fine, but that leg above you is equine, dude. I swear.
Boom!
No, that was a really
yes.
good one.
Boo! I love that.
I woke up to hear knocking on glass.
Hang on, can I just interrupt?
No, I'm halfway through. I got one sentence down.
Oh, we got one sentence. I'm at the point of the power hour to where I don't know if I should take the shot or not. I don't know if I poured it for me to drink or if it's to not drink. Continue.
I'll just say don't drink it.
Or you could be safe and take it.
You know what? Yeah, be safe.
I woke up to hear knocking on glass.
Cool?
Shut up. At first, I thought it was the window until I heard it come from the mirror again.
I have that fear a lot of times. Like,
I have that fear a lot, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to happen after I go to go take my piss after this power hour and I'm drunk and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, am I looking into another world?
Am I looking into another world?
You guys don't ever get so fucked up that you're just like,
To be fair,
is
Bly
this like
Manor,
a parallel universe where I just happen to walk in at the same time?
To be fair,
the
Bly
mirror
Manor
is the fourth wall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
And we're breaking the fourth wall. 7 years of bad luck, dude. Speaking of 7 years of bad luck, why the fuck did he retire early?
Who?
Andy?
Andy.
Who?
Know,
Andrew
Andy.
Luck?
Andrew. Oh, God. We don't care about football
real,
in this
no,
pod.
Real quick story.
Joshua.
No, real quick story.
Wait, Jake, how much
quarterback?
Is 40 minus 6?
34.
I got 34 more sentences.
That was my football number sophomore year.
Stories.
So, football.
Sorry.
Real quick.
Smooth transition.
Quick. So.
Let the man talk.
Take your shot and get your story over with.
We have a friend named Louise, friend of the pod. It was on episode 7, roommates. Also roommates, me and Jake.
Yeah, 3 years.
So. Quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts for many years, Andrew Luck. Goes by Andrew Luck. That's his name. In the off season.
He goes
summer.
By Andy Luck.
No. No.
Okay.
But Louise texts me and says, shit, dude, I'm going to be at a party where Andrew Luck is. Now, that can mean two things. He made a typo on Luck and typed Luck, in which case he's at a party where Andrew Luck is, and Andrew Luck does not party. The motherfucker hosts a book club. Okay? He's
doesn't
a nerd.
Mean he can't party.
He's a nerd. No,
you're a nerd. You party.
He literally
Here we
owns.
Are.
He
Take
literally
a
owns a flip phone. He is a nerd. He went
Take
to Stanford, got a 4.0
engineering degree, Joshua. I believe.
Architecture.
Architecture.
Take a shot. Thank you.
So I text him like, "Fuck," but hang on. The Denver Broncos, where Luis lives, Denver, just drafted a quarterback that year, Drew Lock.
Drew Lock. Yes.
And I text him, "Wait. Do you mean Drew Lock?" And he's like, "Oh fuck, yeah."
That sounded just like Luis.
I've been calling him Andrew all night. I'm like, "Who fucking calls Drew Lock Andrew Lock?"
I honestly thought we were the only two people on this planet that referred to Andrew Luck as Andy.
Yeah, very common because our coach in high school referred to Philip Rivers as Phil Rivers, who is now, hang on,
we know that,
quarterback of the Colts.
Full circle.
Quarterback
Here
of the Colts, Philip
Rivers.
All right,
Rivers. Are we done with fucking football? Can I read my...
For now.
Hang on, half PPR. Jake, thoughts?
I'd rather have a full point.
They celebrated the first successful cryogenic freezing. He had no way of letting them know that he was still conscious.
If Andrew Luck got cryogenically frozen and could be the Colts quarterback in 2035, I would be down.
We're going to ban football on this podcast. Just like
Drew Luck.
Andrew Luck. Did I say Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
No.
Just like we did Hamilton. Hamilton is banned. Football is banned.
In the eye of a hurricane,
I shouldn't have even mentioned it.
Quiet.
She wondered why she was casting two shadows. Shut up. She wondered why she was casting two shadows. After all, there was only a single light bulb. That one sucked.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't listen to that one.
On that one.
Erica?
Don't have one.
Because ghosts don't have shadows.
There you go.
It could have been just a person standing behind them.
Shut the fuck up, Josh.
We do need to take some seconds after each story to deliberate.
No, please.
We do not need to read all 40 stories.
We need to judge each story.
I need to read all
separately.
40 stories.
We only have time for 10.
What? What?
What's the deal with airplane food? What's the deal with overalls?
Overall.
They don't go overall. They only go over most. They
What's
should
the deal?
Be called overmost.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Why are they called
are you
over?
Shaggy?
You don't grill cheese.
Should be
you
called
grill
pan,
the bread.
Pan.
It should be called grilled bread. Pan is French for bread. It should be called
Spanish.
Grilled
We're talking
pan.
About Spanish, not
no,
French.
No, he says it's also French for bread.
Oh,
what is this from?
Well, I learned something today. Pete Holmes.
Yeah, Pete Holmes.
Ah, yes.
That was the old Seinfeld. Jesus.
Seinfeld.
That's all right.
You're drunk.
It sat on my shelf with thoughtless porcelain eyes and the prettiest pink doll dress I could find. Shut your mouth.
Like a clown.
Shut your mouth. Why did she have to be born still?
Oh, fuck.
There you go.
Come on.
Can I tell my story?
No, you've told so many stories.
I thought you were talking about a precious moment doll.
Never more.
You know, like the Idol song. Did you know that was an Idol song when you talked about the two-sentence horror story?
I didn't hear it.
Baby shoes never worn or for sale never worn?
No.
It's a lyric in an Idol song.
The grinning face stared at me from the darkness beyond my bedroom window. I live on the 14th floor.
Ooh. Hold on. We need to slow down for 1 second. Do you remember in college when we lived on the 13th floor? Do you remember looking out the window and getting like...
The 13th floor.
The unluckiest?
No, we lived on the 8th floor.
Was it the 8th?
It was the 8th floor.
We lived on the 13th.
I don't know.
We went up there.
It was only a 10-floor building.
It was
a 17-floor building.
It was a 17-floor building.
It was a
31-story. Tallest apartment building of all the
Neely
universities.
Hall, SIU,
It was a 28-story building, but every fourth year there was 31 stories.
Sure.
Or 29 stories.
Our Australian listener, you know who you are. He lived on the 13th floor.
Our oceanic listener.
Oh, shit. But did you ever go up to his room? You would look out his window and you would, like, get vertigo because you could, like, feel the building swaying high up. It was so weird.
I will say, my senior year, I lived on the 5th floor, which is the top floor in our dorm. And I would look out my window and be like, there's shit out there. All right. Because Naperville has a very strict building code.
All right.
where you can't build you can't build over five stories. You can't build five stories. Or six stories. You can't build six stories.
Joshua,
I don't know how you know 60 that.
60 more stories I got to read.
But our building was six stories, but the way they built the first story into the ground.
Oh.
So they got over it, or they got around it.
Welcome.
Because if you go to Naperville, it feels like sort of small town esque.
I just went.
And they do that really like by Naperville. Keeping everything short.
I just went downtown Naperville for the first time not that long ago, and it's really cute.
Downtown Naperville fucking slaps.
It's really nice. I went to Cold Stone Creamery. It was so nice.
Oh, that Cold Stone? A lot of memories in that Cold Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have it.
I pop.
Like it. Love it. Gotta have
strawberry
it.
Strawberry blonde Cold Stone. So good.
It makes me creamer.
There was a picture. Shut. That was boo. Boo, Joshua.
This episode is fucked.
There was a picture in my phone of me sleeping. I live alone.
Oh. Ooh. So if I were sober, these stories would literally make me not sleep tonight.
Really?
Really?
That wasn't bad.
Little baby Josh.
The worst one was the baby one. That was sad. None of these are really scary.
Some of these are kind of sad. I have a one sentence one for
get
you.
To the Jar Jar
it's one
baby
sentence.
One.
Let me do one sentence.
One sentence horror story?
I just saw my reflection blink. That's it. That's the whole story.
Dude, I'm going back to looking in the mirror. I feel that way when I'm too fucked up.
You want me to go back to Jar Jar Binks?
He blinked.
It's just really
way to
funny.
Assume your reflection's gender.
My bad, dude.
This pod's going down real fast.
I sure hope we're like 9 minutes out.
No, nope.
Six.
Oh, that's a pretty good guess.
Oh God, I lost my spot, Christian.
I just need you,
Christian.
Read it. It's so bad.
Oh, it's so bad. I don't get
that's why
it.
You need to read it.
Okay.
You only got 5 minutes. You got to hurry up.
Misa called Jar Jar Binks. Misa, your humble servant.
Is that in two sentences?
Yep, that's it. I don't get it.
Can I just say?
I don't get
the
it.
The hate on Jar Jar is unprecedented. He is a fine character. The prequels are way too hated. The sequels are way worse. Past episode 9. Episode 9 or 8 is good. No, 7? Episode 7 is good. 8 and 9, get the fuck. Episode 9 is so bad.
Episode 21 of The Judges? Probably good.
Episode 9, Christian and I saw episode 9 together, and I literally
left
that.
Doesn't The Mandalorian come out tomorrow, the first episode? Did you watch that?
No, I haven't.
It fucking slaps, baby.
I'm not a super big Star Wars fan, but I have seen
the
premiere of the last six.
Shut the fuck up. I go to every one, but I'm like not a fan.
I'm really not that big
Shut
of a fan.
Shut the fuck up.
But
boys,
I
read the story.
I am a fan of pop culture, and I do like to be on top of pop culture.
Working the night shift alone tonight. There's a face in the cellar staring up at the security camera.
When I worked at Sip and Snack,
this happened to me. You're full of stories tonight.
I'm trying to fucking deliberate on these stories, my man.
Let him breathe, Ricky. Let him breathe.
So when I worked at Sip and Snack, we had a walk-in freezer for all the chicken, right?
Most restaurants do, yes.
Deep fried chicken, right? So we had to go outside and then walk into this walk-in freezer. Mm-hmm. I was always afraid there's going to be some motherfucker standing in there trying to steal some pickles.
In the middle of the country?
Because, well, people love their Sip and Snack pickles.
That's true.
And I'm like, I got 5 gallon buckets of these pickles.
They come in 5 gallon buckets?
Yeah. They literally 5 gallon buckets, pickles in them.
Two boats of pickles every time I go there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say two boats.
Do you use the pickles to pick up the Krispies?
At Rips, but they're pickle spears at Sip.
Interesting.
Sips doesn't have.
They have chips.
Pickle chips.
They got chips at Rips.
They've always been spears.
But here's the thing.
At Sip?
They got chips at Sip.
Sips, they don't give you Krispies.
I always get spears at Sip.
At Sips, you have to ask for Krips.
You have to have your own. You have to have your own container.
This is such.
Since when?
Our Oceanic listener is going to be so upset. He's not going to know any of these references.
Jacob, if you're listening, come
Jacob,
visit.
Fuck off.
Yes.
Are you going to listen to this episode, Jake?
Jacob!
Because I want to hear how weird I sound.
You're going to hate it. You gotta be like 4 episodes in.
Maybe my voice isn't bad.
Guys, we only
Jacob,
got...
if you're listening, come visit and we'll get you Sip and Snack.
You got 1 minute left.
Jacob, we need
up.
To meet.
We got 1 minute?
No, we got 2.
You would like Jake. He's a good kid. We like Jacob.
If he likes my pod, I like
And we like Georgie, too, his wife. Oh, she's great.
Georgie? Great
oh, no.
name.
I lost my spot.
Oh no.
There's Hang 40 on. Of them. Just keep Erica. Going.
Day 312. Internet still not working.
That's terrifying. That's the scariest one we've read.
Wow, one sentence horror story.
It's sad that that is actually kind of scary. You can't go almost a year. It'd be terrible to go almost a year without internet. I can go 2 days.
Are you fucking kidding me?
How am I supposed to jerk off?
Right. I mean,
memories?
Pornhub won't load. Fuck.
Memories are memories. Memories. I ain't got either.
My wife woke me up last night to tell me there was an intruder in our house.
My wife.
You're going to regret that.
That's topical.
She was murdered by an intruder 2 years ago.
My ghost wife.
I need.
Erica, pick one more, and that's all we got.
One? Oh, no.
It better be a good one. Did no
we,
pressure.
Do we shotgun a beer at the end of this?
No.
I almost... No. I can't. I quit like 10
Snorkels?
Shots ago.
Do we have the ingredients for a snorkel?
The pants I... The pair, Negative. The pair of pants I put on had a pocket knife, and I was like, do I bring these to do a shotgun at the end?
I got a knife on me right now.
Of course you do. You're Jake Guerrero. Name one moment you didn't have a pocket knife. I guarantee you in your tux for your fucking wedding, you had a knife.
I bought a brand new Kershaw.
Just in case.
Clayton or otherwise?
Just otherwise.
Okay.
Otherwise Kershaw with white handle, a scaled white handle. It was in my tux when I got married.
Very nice.
It was very nice.
Just in case someone attacks you while you're walking down the aisle.
No. Well, you never know when you need a knife.
You never know Honestly. When you don't.
Cost me $120. It was expensive, fancy one. Oh, it was nice.
Boys.
Are we done? We're done.
Boys, we got one more.
It was wedding knife.
We got one more.
Everyone says the most wonderful knife of their life is their wedding knife.
Shut the Absolutely. Fuck up. Joshua. I can't sleep, she whispered.
We're still
Christian,
going.
Shut up. I can't sleep, she whispered, crawling into bed with me. I woke up cold, clutching the dress she was buried in. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Hold on. Wait a minute. She got buried. So this man unburied her
to
and
get
got
the dress?
We don't know. There's only
it's
two
It's the
sentences.
Lead singer of Avenged Sevenfold. All right. It was A Little Piece of Heaven, the
a
song.
Great song.
7 minutes. Probably 3 minutes too long.
Remember when we had
I will always say a song should never be longer than 4 minutes.
We had the argument about what
Yeah.
Spraying her with the youth.
Yeah. I said it's not cum. Jake said it was cum, and I lost that bet. Yeah. Just like I lost the bet tonight that Erica would bitch out before shot 32. And you know what, Erica? You made it to 32.
I made it to 35.
No,
please
no.
check your records.
No, he you said started taking half shots at 33.
No, it was you did 31 and a half. She went to 32.
Right, so I took the under on. I made it.
Said 31.
But
I
thought
said 32.
Fellas, last drink.
This is the last one.
We're gonna.
Are we chugging?
We
I got like half a drink
I'm
left.
I'm not. You haven't been drinking for the last 20 minutes.
So I need to chug.
Do you have a leftover beer?
I've been pouring weak, dude. I've been cheating the system the whole time.
All right, we're going to have to keep going until I finish this last beer.
Looking at the table right now, that's a lot of beer in 1 hour.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I'm
so,
that's a good amount of beer.
For those of you who don't know, who've never done
doing
a power
a self-assessment,
hour,
I'm pretty drunk. So.
For those who have never done a power hour, if you're talking about a shot every minute for an hour, a shot is 1.5 ounces for an hour. It's about 7.5 beers because a beer is about 12 ounces.
I'm fucking nervous.
So, it's about 7.5 beers in an hour, which you might think, oh yeah, in a night I'll drink 7.5 beers, but over an hour...
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of fluid.
Truly,
really the...
truly it's a lot.
Boo.
The real stopper, in my opinion, is just the utter volume.
It's the volume.
Honestly, the more time that passes, the quicker these minutes go. They're like,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. You,
which,
you don't
which
get
is
a
why,
break.
Look, we're smart. We have big brain.
I have to pee so bad.
High IQ. We started with longer form stuff. We ended with shorter form stuff.
Because we
but
smart.
Speaking of ending, guys, I hope this was listenable.
Oh, God. Sorry.
I'm going to listen to it.
Happy 21st episode birthday to the pod.
21 eps.
That's why we drank a lot.
We're
Sorry.
Nearly half a year old, which is wild to think about.
Huh?
Nearly half a year. Only 50,
what's half of 50? Jake, what's half of 52?
I don't think that's how it works.
6.5.
52 weeks in a year, half?
Oh, you do, yeah, one a week. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Listeners, it's 26.5.
Not bad.
The silver one's like, I don't know
that's
about
that. That's not how that works, dude.
Well, I was thinking there's not one every week, so it wouldn't be 52 divided by 2.
But there is one every week.
But there is one every Monday.
Yeah, every Monday.
I listen to it for when your I make pleasure. Pancakes Monday morning. We just talked about that.
The Monday morning pancakes.
Hour ago.
This hour went by really quick, you guys.
All right, guys. Well,
I'm fucked.
If you enjoyed the pod, please share it with your friends. I'm just going to do all of it because I don't know if we can trust passing off.
First of all, I'm fine. You can pass it.
Oh, Erica, you are you fine, but you cannot talk.
I want to see if she can spell judges.
JUDGIES pod on Instagram and on Twitter. You're welcome.
And our Gmail, JUDGIES pod@gmail.com. If you want to share the show with a friend, please do that. We're always looking to expand our viewership. If you want to leave a review, you can always do that on Apple iTunes or Google Podcasts. You can also leave a review. Check out our YouTube. It's also Judgies Pod, the Judgies Pod. And have a good day. You know what?
We love you.
Tomorrow's Halloween when this releases.
You stole it from me, Ricky.
Were you going to do it too? Great minds think alike.
Please be safe. Protect yourselves from
wear a mask.
The COVID. Wear a mask.
Or wear a mask.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Goodbye. I have to pee so bad. Goodbye. Have a good day. Love you.